I was trying to catch my final bus to Riga. I jump in and I realize I have an idea. And then it's just working from home. Hi, my name is Alf Sinis and you are listening to Product Table, tech podcast that invites people behind incredible software and hardware products. Today, we have a very special episode. It's not our first episode, but it's our third episode. And for me, the lucky number is always three. So today, we are speaking about Product Table. Who am I? Who is Product Table? What are our mission? What we stand for? And so forth. Also, today, this is very special episode in terms of that we are moving to the video content and we expanding also the YouTube channel. So I hope you like it and for sure share it with your friends and listening to the podcast. Let's start from the scratch. So my name, as you heard, my name is Elvis. I am currently 23 years old and it's been a, you know, rough year for us. COVID-19 hit most of the people this year. Many of people lost some family members, and health workers were doing great job, and we were sitting at home working remotely. And but this was not the case for me 10 years ago. I basically grew up in Rezekne. It's a small city in Latvia, near the Russian border, Latvian-Russian border. And basically, product management as such, or just like IT, was never something for me, right? And I was playing football back in the days, doing interesting school activities, managing people already there, being like the president of the parliament since ninth grade. And this experience was interesting for me. And I think that's why I'm here today. And of course, thanks to my parents and all the people who were supporting me at the time. But the product management was not the very first priority, right, for me. And I will share you my story of it. So when I was 16 years old, I moved to for a summer work to Sweden. We planted the trees, a lot of trees, right? There was two friends of mine also, Reynolds and Emils. So we were planting and having fun and also learning from bigger guys there. What's his life? What's next? Where should we pursue our career? And we were working hard, and of course we were we get well paid. And but at that moment I started to ask myself, where should my life go? I cannot work like, you know, physical work. I like physical work because every summer I worked this way. And then I had the idea that the medicine or chemistry is something for me, because I saw that like tree planting is fun, right? And there's new things up going on in the world. And at that time I was very keen on the topic as a cancer, right? So I wanted to investigate how it is evolving, because I was like so very sad of like people passing away of this this thing. And I started to ask myself like what should be the steps. So I get very hard on the chemistry as a topic. So biology was not always my thing, and I started as a basically learned a lot on Saturdays, Sundays spent on chemistry. And was thinking, yeah, chemistry is fun, and not knowing what is product management. I know that the programming is kind of must at that time already, and it's like 7 years ago already. But IT was not for me. I was not the technical geek, you know, the guy who loves tech. I was like simple type of person. It's okay, design is maybe for me. And so, and this evolved, you know, while I was preparing for chemistry, I was doing part of work in terms of marketing. I was at that time also leaving my football career in Rezekne and like try to boost this awareness of the marketing and try to set up all the Facebook pages, working with stakeholders, trying to get the first sponsors for the Premier League team. And it was hard. I mean, I was 17 and I had a much power to express myself. And at that time, I realized that, wow, I like this type of job also. I mean, besides the chemistry, because I was doing a lot of fun with chemicals. And then I discovered one cool platform called Infogram, which is actually, I was not thinking that it's like Latvian based. And so I was doing canvas, I was doing diagrams. I was mainly preparing social posts there. And I was feeling, wow, design is something I also like. So, I went chemistry full way around and totally to the chemistry. After graduation, I get very like entry because of my Olympiads in Latvian like scope, and it was like easy get for me. And then I studied. I realized that I need to go, you know, the step, go to market, like try to be me as a market fit and that I at that sphere. And what was interesting that I started immediately, like it was the third week of studies, and I knocked to the Organical Institute of Riga Technical University and said, guys, I want to like work here. I want to just understand what is the process, because, you know, I'm from Rezekne. There was no huge chemistry laboratories like here. And then it evolved. I was working interesting projects you will not remember it anyway. So I will write it somewhere here what I was working, right? Then I understood that the pace of the work is not something for me, because I was always active, you know, leading marketing teams, marketing department at football, and then like do something chemistry, which is like you should wait. And like patience was always for me. And then I started to realize that this is probably not the profession that like I'm willing to pursue, because I was always keen on the tech. And then I received some message to my email that, hey, if you want to participate, you can win the free entrance to the textual. I was like, wow, okay, what is textual? Started to Google it. I liked the topics. I liked, you know, keynotes of the textual. And then, okay, let's do it. And the task was very simple: to redesign or try to like imagine in already the customer experience for the one of the Latvian top banks, how it could look for the kids, right? And then I was starting to develop. This is my friend, by the way, Optimist. This was fun experience. I was spending, I remember that night, I was spending it like till 2 or 3 o'clock. I get like prototypes. I understood how the marvel works. Where should I sketch? And by the way, I sketched not in Figma, because Figma was not real at that moment. And I used Sketch, and then I uploaded it to InVision to have visual prototype. And I was like, wow, that's fantastic. Okay. And I won the ticket. I went to the textual. I met, I think, approximately like 15 different connections that were like, I was like, wow, startups are so great. I want to be there on that scene and, you know, and to play around. And I was like on this, you know, battle between myself and what myself in the future. And then I realized that I need this change, right? And I was telling to my parents, unfortunately, that I do not like actually the chemistry. I want to, you know, skip this year. Like, I will finish it, and I will skip, and I will try to find myself in different university, because have more power, you know, to know what are current offers in the market. So I was thinking, okay, should I go to programming? I was thinking, no, it's like techie. So as a random person, as a normal person, I went to applied to Riga Business School. I was thinking that there is, first of all, soft skills that you should, as a person, should definitely have in the market. Then I was like, I was good in the finance, you know, and math was always for me, and because it's like part of chemistry. And then I was like thinking, yes, only finance, you know. I was like doing, okay, I will work as some CFO in some company in startup, but still it will be financial startup. And then we had very interesting classes already in the first year. We were like thinking on how to do this product things. Yeah. So we invented ourselves, like we invented with a couple of like in different groups, our startups, our upcoming ideas, let's call it. And this worked very well. I was so engaged, and I understood that this, the way of work, the way of investigation of the research, the way of understanding the user needs, user problems, what the problems in overall there is, was for me. Yeah. And, but again, in financial terms, not doing real tech and finance. Yeah, so I was going for full speed on accounting, and then during one of my like internships, but let's call it not internship, I was working with basically my relative, and he's running IT company, also like developing mobile apps and so. And I was like there as accountant, right? Half-time job. I was doing the main things, which was also good. But then I saw how the things are really looking from my perspective of like guy who doesn't know anything about product. So I was doing, you know, assisting to main stakeholders with the paperwork, with the finance work. But in parallel, I was seeing the scene of how product is shipped, like how the app is shipped and so. And this got me like realized, I started asking to the guys, can you describe me what besides programming is there in the IT field? Because I saw there was like one person who was managing the projects, not products. I was asking a lot of questions at that time, and I realized that actually I want to be this guy, because I like design, you know, I like mobile apps, and then this is how it evolved. Unfortunately, like I stayed as a finance expert there, not doing like little bit of product, of course, assisting developers. But then again, every single year for me is a textual year, and for textual, guys, you are amazing. Keep doing this. The next year inspired me in different shape. I met one of my old friend from the school, and we started to chat, and he said that I worked like for a banking, I'm like head of product. And I was like, wow, what are you doing? And then, you know, we had a conversation at that time, and I was like, wow, it's so cool. Like, I was like going home and saying to my father or mother, I think I found like my passion to the things. And and then I think it was like February or March, I was like looking for internship positions again. I was still working on the IT company, and then unexpectedly, like we were chatting with the guy who I met in Textual about like what they are doing, what options are they having, and he basically invited me to join a team, basically the Lithuanian team, which is managed by some Estonian guys, and said, it will be fun, you will be traveling a lot. And I was like, wow, traveling, nice, Estonia, Lithuania. And I was like, this is something that I need, like during my second year of the Riga Business School. And yeah, I started basically April, I think 23rd, the very, very first date of my product management entry. I started as a business analyst, right? So I had no any clue about what is business analyst before. I was familiar with the term Jira, knowing how the agile works, but who is business analyst? I was like, something cool, like a lot of analysis, but it's like simple, it's, you know, finance, but it's tech, and tech, you know, tech gives you this understanding of the technologies, and especially when there's financial institutions, you know, there is a lot of compliance, there is a lot of laws you need to know before that, and yeah, I started basically working with Estonian people managing the platform for our partners. It was fun. It was very fun. I get the first experience, and I try to put myself in the shoes of the, I would say, user, right? To understand, because you see, in real world, the tech guys, they are very proficient, right? They know the things that they are doing. They are not our users. So I was, at that time, I was fresh and I was like thinking as a user, right? Because I was using a lot of things online. And yeah, and this gave me, again, a lot of learning. So I started to understand how the business works, how the, what should I do as a business analyst. Of course, I was writing a lot of tickets, which I has no idea what is acceptance criteria before. But, you know, step by step, I started to look in different educational materials, reading a lot of books. By the way, very, very first book was pure UI, UX, no any product management. And later on, was transformed to the other team, already Latvian-based, and still duties were the same, business analyst, but already doing, like, you know, technical things, because I would say big thanks to developers who just get this educational spirit, just to understand how the tech works. What is front and what is back. And I mean, I knew it before, but the problem is you do not know until you see, right? So I was just diving deep, drawing some business process models, and this was fun. You know, I spent most of the summer then, and then November hit, we were starting working on the bigger project, and unfortunately, like, Latvian product manager left. So, and I was like, at that moment, one of the only left guys from Latvia speaking Latvian, doing, and of course, like, Lithuanian developers. And yeah, then it started, and then the very first experience as a product manager, managing 5 developers, designer, and QA, was tough. You know, I was 22, and yeah, I was working, I think, 10 hours per day for sure. And realize that this is something that I would like to do, right? I like the product, what we are doing. I like the ways how we are experiencing, like, trying to resolve customer issues and trying to be more proficient on what we are doing. And I think for 3 months for sure, it was very tough to understand, but team is something that always supported. And I graduated basically working full-time job. I graduated Riga Business School, and COVID actually started already that year on March. I remember that when, I think the 15th of March, I was in Vilnius at that time. Like, we had sprint planning with the team. And then I read the news that already the next week, and being remotely, I think I will never succeed it, but already the previous 1 year of work has excelled me in this thing, because my team was so remote from Estonia, from Lithuania. Of course, I was going a lot to them and they were coming to me, but we had no any problems there. We continued working the same pace. We continued to deliver the things what customer need, what we from the business want to increase, you know. And yeah, then the idea of product table actually started, because I saw the problem of like myself, my problem was that I was trying to put some platform, try to find the platform where I can educate as a product manager, because at that time, maybe like the colleagues from Estonia, I still get the instant education there. But I needed, you know, to excel with every single step, with every single day. And then I found no platforms at all from like education. Of course, there are some in America, in Russia, but there are no like you based. And what I did, I just like for curiosity, I started to research in LinkedIn and people's like how many we have product managers in Latvia, how many project managers. And to be honest, like I was a little bit like shocked because in Latvia, for example, there's 2.5k product managers, while the project managers there is 3.8, right? In Estonia, there is 2.6k product managers. Project managers is 3.2. And Lithuania is, again, the bigger scale, 3.8 versus 5.1. And in total, it brings only like specialists, which are not developers, which are like contributing to the teams, like prioritize every single item before actually developing. And it gives like 21K only for Baltics. And I was like, but how many like real products has succeeded like recently? You know, we heard a lot of like Estonians. It was cool to work with the Estonians because, you know, every single news about their local startups. And then like I was very happy when the Infogram actually was called Unicorn, right? They did great job and Prezi acquired them. And I was happy because I was one of the very, I think maybe users in Latvia, and I appreciate that. And then I started to look, okay, but we need to change. We need something to change, to drive to this mindset of product, because in Latvia we have some products, but we do not have this product mindset, what I was thinking. And so yeah, for the first time, I started to understand that I need to invite, to create a podcast, to invite people. Let's speak about the products that really, really are outstanding in the world, like guys from Google, guys from N26, guys from Revolut, you know, and mostly they are not coming locally, they're coming like from abroad. So I wanted to give this, you know, knowledge, and it still continues, right? The upcoming episodes will be very fun with a lot of interesting people here. And then I started to like try to put it like in deeper case, not only podcast, but let's do some educational. So what is the difference between project and product manager? And then it's evolved, and like people started to ask, okay, can you tell us more about this? Because we seem that this could be the future, right? And the COVID actually showed that product managers are demanded in the job market, because they need to be in every dev team. They need to, you know, have this power to do the things and get these things done. And yeah, podcast was very, very first. And then recently I've been working on basically the platform that will enable this education for people who are just entering the product management, who are maybe has like some experience there, because we need to grow this thing, right? We need to have more product managers, and we need to have this product mindset. And of course, what is important, without products, there are no product managers, and we need to increase it for like Baltics and overall. And we need to take example of like our colleagues from Estonia. They already this month, the fifth unicorn was there, and it's Pipedrive. They have different idea. You know, the guys were working at the Skype, and then like they put everything into different startups. They educated, and this educational power always, you know, as a from biology, it spreads around. So it's good, and we need more of it in Latvia. So What's interesting is the mission of the product table. So is to empower new product managers to lead teams remotely and provide learning opportunities for this particular field, and it's accessible for everyone. No matter, like, are you sitting in LinkedIn? Are you sitting in listening to this podcast? You're watching to the YouTube video, or just like having some Medium read there. It will be there. And also, like, producttable.eu website is coming on soon, and which is really nice. And yeah, and this is Product Table. This is us, and I would definitely thank some people who just keep this encouraging me to do the things despite, like, you know, my full-time work. And special thanks goes to the very first, I think, podcaster what I have listened from product management. It's my friend Roman from Germany, my girlfriend Patricia, and yeah, from tech side, kudos goes to Justas from my Lithuanian team who gave this technical more background of doing things. And yeah, we are on the mission, and we are expanding. So if you feel you want to join our community, just press not only subscribe to us, but write me directly, get talk to me, and we can grow up more. So I will be creating Slack channel for sure, and we will be trying to put some Zoom calls in the very first round, and then there will be like modular educational space. Yeah, and that's me. That's Elvis. It's already November here, and let's get things done together, guys, because it's Product Table. And many my friends were asking why Product Table, and I have no notes. Actually, I was like working before I started. I usually like put everything on the paper, which really helps to understand where you're going at. And product, to be honest, like I took it again from the chemistry side, right? It's when the substances have the like. It's actually the substance, right, that results from different substances, chemical reaction between each other. So I was like thinking in terms of not like the visible product. I was thinking like about this reaction between them. Then there is, if you see, there is a colon, and no one like puts except us a colon in the name. But colon is again from Latin, from the, it comes as a member, right? So we need to have this member of symbiosis from this product. And then able, it's just like habilis from Latin. And in the 14th of century, from the French word, there was actually habil, right? Habil, like humble, but habil. And I was like working on this word, like thinking the right fit. And actually, this is like having sufficient power or means. And I was like connecting those things through things. Okay, we need to put the substance first, but without like any other component, it's just like not working. The same as like product cannot work without product managers and a dev team. So I put it, and it's product table. It's not product and table. It's product ability. And then, of course, like, you know, the design stuff and redesigning a lot of things, trying to put real fonts, what users might like. And yeah, this like approach from still chemistry came to here to have this chemistry and have this synergy between members, me, and like just grow community and really ship the products that customer love. And thank you guys for being with me today. And I wish you have a great upcoming December, and stay tuned because we will have much more to come. Next episode is very soon. YouTube channel interaction also will be there. And yeah, if you are like seeing my screen, I'm using also Miro. So Miro is quite a great tool. But for that and the tools, we will talk later on. So guys, thank you. If you have any questions, approach me directly. All the materials of about me, about my, let's say, where you can get me is down below. So, or just write me in the comments. Hope you guys enjoy it. And thank you. Let's roll the product things. Thank you.